A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the problem of littering in the cities.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Last week, Nagatown in a city of Haran, it is a state of Tite Basai, Trikita Basai Siro, Tite Concentration, Baku Rulama Madren, Nipapayedu, Nipapayedu, Texas, I got a Mona. For example, this is a school, Chikore Chuchis, Chinelana, thousands of people. But we are never one of our stamina. This is a national issue. Not only the city of Harare. It's a national issue. Here I'm demonstrating, I'm giving an example to everyone, every MP, every citizen of Zimbabwe, to look after your kids, to look after the nation. Nyaya and what one is Kitari type, the Rwanda. Rwanda in a national day. In a national day. Yokuti, every end of the month, Saturday of the end of the month, it's a national cleaning day. It's a national cleaning day. The national cleaning day, Yokuti, even minister of local government, even what, to join the hands, even man, munu wese sak, motikari yomunu, aninan, yopalika mutakura mara, kenda na okupomona. Saka ina I'm doing it with no referee kuongorora shiki chipiri kuti are we leaving this mess to city of Harare only or we are leaving this mess to the nation?
For our viewers, of course, that video is courtesy of Zimpepaz, and for our radio listeners, the audio you are hearing is courtesy of Zimpepaz, and it was, of course, featuring legislator Joseph Chinotimba of Buera South, urging Zimbabweans to stop the littering that has actually become problematic in most towns and cities, of which this is the issue that we are discussing today, the issue of litter bags. Gibbs.
Yes, kunjalo ke lapho sizwe umnumzana ke uJoseph Chinotimba ekhuluma ngokungcola emadolobheni uthi kumele ke kube lelanga elingabekwa kuthiwa i-National Cleaning Day. So ekhuluma nje ikhonapho ke Blessing uthi ukuthi okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu akusakwazi ukuthi ngibani omela kwenzi khonoko. So I video ke le sithole ku Zimpepaz siyababonga sibili basinikile. So but littering has become a very serious problem to the level where it has become a major challenge for Zimbabwe's major cities and towns. Uncollected garbage has become an eyesore in most cities, as city fathers and residents wrangle on who is to blame.
Government has for years been threatening to fine those who are littering, but nothing has been done up to now. And like Gibbs has said, the cities and towns have become an eyesore to many people. Wongoka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tingeti chitarisa nenyaya yemarara angozara madoroba ese akasiyana siyana marogesheni umu vanhu varingoenda unokanda marara pese pese. Tinakunzwa kuti chingava chikonzero chei chaita kuti musoro uteme. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchifona kuti tinge tichitaura nyaya iyoyi, nekuti ka munoziva kuti chara chimwe achitswanyeinda. Nekudaro uyaiti taurira netite mukombera pamwe chuma chemuzukuru tione kuti ko chi chanetsa Gibbs.
Yes, Rwanda balamhla ke sikoka ngokuti emadolobheni songazani so kugcwele ingcekeza okunye okumangalisayo. Nxa uhamba phakathi kwedolobho uyabe seqingcekeza, nxa udlula kumbe isitolo kumbe ngaphi ngaphi kuyabe kugcwele ingcekeza kungana kuthanyelwa. So sibonile umnumzana uJoseph Tino Timba lapha thanyela yedwa engazani uya protest ukuthi okwenzakala emadolobheni akulunganga ngoba kumele kulungiswe kungela ukulungiswa kuyazi abantu begule. So ke besithi kumele kube lokho kuthiwa yi-National Day yokuklina phela ukuthi kulungiswe tshone lithanyela kumbe into ezinjalo. Ye, so sicela lingene kuhlelo khona manje. Inombolo nansi lifone kanye selifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yenza phinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, ngenani kuhlelo zulukanda.
I think, Gibbs, we have our first two guests lined up. Mm-hmm. First, we have the Harare Deputy Mayor, that is Councillor Thomas Muzua. Councillor Muzua, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us. Next, who do we have, Gibbs?
I think we've got Councillor Consilia Mlala Zitube. You know, she comes from, what, 18?
Makwekwe.
In Makwekwe. Old mm-hmm. Makwekwe, new Makwekwe, and a portion of Makwekwe West.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening and welcome to the program, Councillor.
Thank you.
Yeah, just on the phone, we're going to say, let's say phone in Enkaya. Let's say phone in Enkaya. Yes, I'm
stopping.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Councillor Muzua. Many residents are complaining that garbage is not being collected and they are afraid that this might actually be a health disaster. Many things can actually happen if garbage is not collected timeously. What is happening? What are the challenges that the city is facing?
You know, day-to-day collections are being done by the city of Harare. But, you know, the culture of the Zimbabweans is that they even empty their bins before the collections day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our problem. Maybe the weekly collections are being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in some areas, we find the garbage is being emptied before the collection day.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, what about the garbage that we are seeing near schools, you know, at the end of streets? What is happening with that?
Near schools?
Yes.
Which schools?
Some schools, for example, there was the one that Honorable Chinotimba was cleaning in Mbare, and many parents are saying that many schools, especially in the high-density areas, you are seeing that there is garbage that is being mm-hmm. uncollected.
Yeah, you know, especially in Mbare area,
mm-hmm.
we have skip bins. But if there is a skip bin, you find people just dump garbage beside the outside the bin.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to educate the residents of Mbare mm-hmm. not to dump bins everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Comrade Chinotimba was doing was just to attract media.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, that Comrade Chinotimba is a legislator from Boera South.
Mm-hmm.
There's garbage in Murambinda.
Mm-hmm.
There's garbage in Muzokomba area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, collecting garbage from Harare when he's coming from Nikaland
mm-hmm.
is just media attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Muzua. Please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Gibbs, let's bring in Councillor Dube.
Yeah, Councillor Mlala Zitube. Mamlala, ubona njani
kwa tawala? Mbona njani.
Hai, kono konje. Yeah, ubona njani kwa napo?
Hai, niya hivisisi ndaba, edi kuluma ngayo.
Mm-hmm.
Indaba yezi visibili, indaba ese kutini, elu shuporu nyoluma ngalisayo.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa ke njenge council siyazama umuntu kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi izivi sizivuthe kwa lapha ngikhuluma ngalapha kobulawayo ngikhuluma ngimele ubulawayo ukuthi kobulawayo siyabuthi izivi bawo into emangalisayo ukuthi mhlawumbe enxa ipopulation yesinkulu ngoba ngendlela okubuthwa ngayo mina kangazi. Nga ungibuza kanje ngezibu, ungathi ubukhona ku-discussion esengiyenze lama-residence emini. Ukuthi kake linjele lini ukuthi kanti osekubangela izibi zonke lezi esezikhona kuthi ukuthi kathi vivelela ngathi ngoba even uMabhimu angadlula khathesi after 30 minutes or then uthi let me go around uzabona ukuthi izivi zakhona ziyabe sekulahlwe amasaka ngamasaka it's a daily thing ubulawayo uze waba lohlelo lokuthi kudingwe abantu abahamba beqoqa izivi zona lezo bedobha amaphepha kusenziwani but kungani mina kuyangehlula ukuthi kahle kahle sibili vele kuyini okwenzakalayo yikho sithi mhlawumbe ngase kuyikwanda kwabantu phakathi komuzi
kodwa ke ngombono wenu besithi nabantu sikubeka njalo batheni okhulume labo lamhlanje bathe kubanga kwini
labo bakhala ngakhona oku ukuthi mhlawumbe ngaye ukwanda kwethu lapha phakathi komuzi yikho sekusenza njalo ngoba eqinisweni nga kuyikuthi amehlo akho ayafika lapha ulandelele into ezenzakalayo siyabutha baba izivi izivi ziyathwalwa and nxa ungafika lapha ezivuthelelwa khona yilabo abantu ababuthayo izingakasuswa ungahluthi mhlawumbe imagwegwe yonke kusasa kakuze kuba ngitsho lezivi eziza kuba khona na imoya imota isiza ize zithatha kule mota ethatha amabhimu kuze kuba le mota ecollector lezi zivi ezivuthwa yilaba abantu engithi mina baqatshwa yikansili ukuthi badobhe izivi zibuthwe babizivi angithi khathesi sikhuluma ngali hour kuntambama ekuseni kusasa sivuke sithi let's go around sikhangele ukuthi nguyini okwenzakeleyo kuzamangala ngoba uyafika ama 50 kgs so mina ikonsithi maybe engxase sibaningi kakhulu phakathi komuzi
hayi siyakuza kakhulu ungayikatshana-ke mamlalazi so what she's saying is that you know garbage collection is a very serious problem and today they had a meeting with she had a meeting with the residents of Makwekwe and they actually alluded to the issue of you know garbage collection and they don't know the reason why you know there's such kind of thing but she says people are thinking that maybe it's because of the population explosion in cities, you know, so the cities cannot cope with that kind of thing. So at one stage, according to her, you know, they actually had garbage collectors who were people that were organized around, you know, in the locality to collect that kind of garbage. But it's not working, you know. So it never worked, and it appears it will not work.
And Councillor Mzua?
Thank you.
Tichi vamwe vari kuchema chemawo kuti mudhorobha reHarare chaimo ukatarisa muzvimukoto zviya muri kurasirwawo marara dzimwe nguva unoona mamarara akarasikira nepasi zviri kufamba sei
mamiriro aita ikonomi yezimbabwe ndiye kuti vanhu vari kwamurewa vanowana kurarama kwavo nekutengesa muHarare vanhu vanobva kudongoshawa vanowana kurarama kwavo nekutengesa muHarare vanobva kunana chitungwiza notoni ruwa nemamwe maareas akakomberedza Harare kuti vawane chekurarama vanofanwa kunge vazotengesa zvinhu zvavo muHarare so nguva dzavanotengesa muHarare vanogona kusvika kana kuma12 usiku zvimwe zvavanotengesa chibage chinokwanisa kukonzera marara akawanda so kana vachinge vapedza vanongodira pese pese inyaya yeikonomi yenyika nepopulation yeHarare maybe tikataura sa population yeHarare iri kuma3 million but inozopedzisira yakuma5 million during the day and even night because vanhu vari kubva kuzotengesa kuma11 tikorovosiku ukazotarisa nguva yakunenge kwachena vashandi vedu vesitovhara revanokwanisa kukolekta zvinhu zvese izvizvo nenguva ukamukira makuseni ma6-7 unowana guta rakachena but ukazopindamo kuma10-11 nekuda kwemavhenda unowana guta rasviba
aiwa tinotenda vamuzuva rambai zvenyu muri parunare I think we have our third guest who just come briefly to tell us about the situation in Chitungwiza that is Tinashe Kazuru who is the secretary of the Chitungwiza Residence Trust or Chitrest Mr. Kazuru good evening
actually it was Tinashe Kazuru not Mr.
Tinashe okay, right. Tinashe.
Tinashe Kazuru from Chitungwiza.
Okay, yeah. Tinashe, tell us about the situation in Chitungwiza when it comes to garbage collection.
the situation is quite pathetic. Mm-hmm. Refuse is not being collected in time. We would have expected the council to send its refuse collection vehicles at least twice a week. Mm-hmm. But this is not happening. The major complaints that they raise is that their fleet of vehicles is now old. It is now dilapidated. Mm-hmm. It cannot cater for the city. Some of the moments they complain that they don't have money for fuel and the spare parts, issues like batteries for the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't have such utilities. As a result, there are no vehicles that move around in the town to collect refuse. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we have witnessed residents dumping refuse at the corners of the streets. Mm-hmm. And this is actually creating a situation where breeding ground for mosquitoes, mm-hmm. A lot of insects that transmit communicable diseases, mm-hmm. Diarrhea comes to mind quickly. So this is the situation that we are facing as residents of Kitunduza. We wish council could collect refuse at least twice a week.
Gibbs, maybe.
Uh-huh. So in Kitunduza, do you face any problem with the trucks there not being available, you know, to collect that kind of refuse? Sorry.
The question is.
Hello, are you still there? No, I think we've lost him. So.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
I'm still on the line. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the shortages of refuse trucks. So, how serious is it in Kitunduza?
It is quite a serious issue. The fleet of vehicle is now old. Mm-hmm. It is dilapidated. They are having problems such that most of the times they fail to do the rounds in the communities to convey.
Tichi tarisa iro dambudziko ramukuti hakuna motikari asi vakuru vekanzuro vanenge vari kutiwo imi vagari vemuchitungwiza hamusi kubhadhara mari dzemitero nekudaro zvinenge zvakuomera kanzuro kuti ite basa rayo.
Vagari vemuchitungwiza vanga vane chido chikuru sachekubhadhara mari ende vanga vachiita saizvozvo mugore wese rapfuura vachibhadhara mari dzavo. Dambudziko rafiri tika nderekuongorora kuti chatiri kunatsowana tabhadhara mari dzedu chii. Marara haasi kutakurwa, umuti wazara mumaraini umu. Saka vanhu vaakuita vachigunun'una mumwe nemumwe achiita achidududza pakubhadhara kwemitero inenge ichidiwa nekanzuro. Taitarisira kuti dai vagona kuita basa ravo nemazvo, vanhu vaiwana kukurudzirwa kuti vabhadhare.
Tinotenda zvikuru vakazura kazuru rambai muri parunhare. Timbotaura nemumwe muteereri wedu Gibbs.
Yes, lo munomzana ke uDinkomo kwele South Africa. Baba Dinkomo, ungachona njani?
Sitele wachira njani?
Hayi, sitone kunjani kulanga pegoli?
Hayi, goli always kumnandi.
Ah, ubone ke.
The best government so far in the world.
Ishuwa phela hayi kuhle nqa kunjani. Yeah, akusitele ukuthi ungathini. Ingcakaza lesigcwele emadolobheni.
Yeah, ngizakukhuluma kakhulu kobulawayo. Into ehluphayo lapho ibulawayo iranwa ngabantu abangalapulani. Ngabe bale pulani, ngabe kule mota eziningi ezithatha idoti leyo, abantu labo bebakhuphe bebadingela indawo ngaphandle kwedorobho kuyanuka. Ngihlala kobulawayo lapho kubolile lapho duze lamabhasi lapho umazigibela amabhasi kuyenyanyeka, ababakhuphe bebafakele ezitendini zabo behode bezekuthengisa edorobheni bebafakele izitende ezincane nothi idoti le egcwele lapho asodorobho lokho angazingathi emaranga kuzento emaranga lapho esaza khona izimbi lokwamashedi konke lokho kukhona lapho bekukhuphe bekufake asayidi idorobho libonakale. Usmith sizomkhumbula ilizwe into esayithathelayo lapho kasiyazi. So kusesabeka kuyayangisa abantu abarani idorobho lelo abalapulani abakhuphe wonke umuntu othengisa ikhabishi lapho bebadingela izitendi wonke umuntu ofuna ukuyahode ephume
engaphandle and izimanage futhi izisend zona lezo ithathi dotile yethelo laphethelwa khona beka lapho ezikhona izisend lezo phakathi kwabantu phakathi kwedorobho kuyenyanya akuhambeki ngaquma khona lokudla kwakhona khona ukuthi ukuthenga ukudla kuyanuka ngani uthenga etoilet mbuza futhi ngiphendule
ye kodwa ubona zani bengenzani ukuzithi kulungiswe kuhle baba nkomo
azikhuthi izitendilezo baba ziyefakwa egangeni le abahodayo behoda befaka egangeni beyakhele kahle phandle kwedorobho bephume lapho sihambe kahle singabi sihamba sibambe amakhalo ngani sizule ematoilet iplani yalapho yonke abantu abaphethe icouncil lamameya abalamcabango orayithi emphefumelweni ngoba ma sibheka ukuphefumula kwabo siphefumula idoti lapho ngenxa khonokho abakhutshwe kwedinga lapho indaweni zaba zithathwa zisiyaphoselwa khona mathi ziwonakele kube le moto eziningi iplani yiyo vele esibulalayo emadorobheni ethu wonke akula bantu abacabanga kahle mbuza futhi
bamba khonapho inkomo bamba mfitshane mamlalazi uyamuzwa ubaba uyakhuluma
akumphendulakuzwa uyasithuka okwameza wabaleka waye South Africa ikuthi laye wayengalamcabango ngitho kanjalo ngoba mayethi abantu uyawazi uyasazi kahle mhlophi isimo seZimbabwe ukuthi nxa yethi abantu kabasiwe egangeni egangeni lelo uthi kuzathenga bani kanti njalo bona laba abantu othi kuyanuka kubolile mina I'm surprised ukuthi abantu bangaphuma phakathi kwelizwe labo they forget where they come from bakhohlwe ukuthi okukhathaza lapha ekhaya yikho okwabenza bakrosa iborder abantu laba abajoyo ukuthi kuyanuka kufuneka izimoto eziningi bazama ukuthi ngakuninyane konoko abakuthengisayo yikho ababhadalela ngakho izindlu yena wabaleka wakhetha ukuyahlala kwelinye ilizwe athi kunice waye engabuye aze kwenza kube nice ekhaya
yebo
abantu babalapha kobulawayo yesi bakhona abanye abantu ngokuthi ngokuhlupheka abangalamvumo but benzelwe izinto ezikhanya ukuthi lapha yi-vending site lapha yi-vending site but umkhononi is forcing people to sell their goods anyway but kuyalwisa konoku ukuthi sibafakele izindawo zokuthi bathengisele lokhu akuthiwoyo lokhu ukuthi liranwa ngabantu abangalamcabango mina I prefer ukuthi yena njengendoda elomcabango must come back home and bring that mcabango to others
ye bamba mpitshana khonapho mamlalazi so what our caller said was that Bulawayo is very dirty these days and is run by people without any proper refuse management plan. So he was saying that you know there are vendors all over the shore and so his suggestion was to have those vendors moved into the peripheries of the city so that maybe that kind of you know refuse problem can go away. But then the councillor is saying no, look, the gentleman that is talking ran away and went to South Africa and he says where he's staying is very nice. So he should bring all those ideas that he has seen from you know South Africa in order to improve Bulawayo. Otherwise, what she thinks the gentleman is saying is not proper. So, just a few seconds. Just a few seconds.
I need to tell you wrong about Bulawayo. Variety, Mubagaba in Zilonga is stand as in say, who was a poem, Beba Tingelinda, and also Beba Coach. Ababa Tingelinda, Imani, not about collectivas, Isabuvani. Zishiwa ngubani bezithatha every day abathatha zona zemali kungabi le senti ekhathwa ngomunye umuntu beyakhela abantu laba amashedi amahle befake izitina beplaste bebaphegele iganga lelo ngelethu basabanye umuntu ofuna ukuyathenga ethatha imoto akhe ethenga kubona labo bantu ebuye nga bona bahlakaniphile bagenerate imali lezo bezithathe bezihle beqeda abo bengayakheli laba abantu izinto ezinhle abantu labo badengisa lapho kungcole khona bathola bemile elangeni abakhathi imali lezo kungabi nomuntu othatha isenti ikhansi lingatholi lutho beyidinga indawo beyakha iganga liningi lelo bebeyakhela abantu labo angisho ukuthi barong abantu barayithi ngokuhlupheka nokungabi le government e-right ekhini ebheka abantu yikho kukhoza khona lokho
siyabonga
imali zabantu ezeliyithatha every day
leri yathi ndawe zinhle ithatha abantu abantu bafake konke night libafakela ama light libafakela amanzi libafakele bazofaka la mashopu bethenga umuntu osuka nge school man besuka ngeziya zethenga kibo ebuye zofaka okuyishopu kwakho kuncane idrobho leyo liyabalihle lingcoliswe yini ngesikhathi sikasimithi idoti leyo ibingekho yonke leyo ifakwe yini khona lapho
siyabonga mnumzana Komo khona ngapho-ke egoli ungathulela kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa
ngikhona
ya sibongele kakhulu mlalazi uzamphendula mbayimbayi mana sithathe umuntu yedwa sibe sibuya kuye mama
ngoba inhliziyo yami izazikhohlwe
hayi olright khuluma mama khuluma ye
ubaba lowo ngiyamzwisa ukuthi uthi yena imali iyathathwa nsuku zonke uthi ithathwa ngubani kati lokhu abadala bayehluleka ukuthi bayefika emahofisini ukukhansila eseze senza ukuthi hayi bantu asibhadale nini kodwa bayehluleka igovernment yikho wazizwa izikweleto ezasileshwayo but now if you can come to Bulawayo and see ukuthi sezinganani izikwiliti ngalokhu akukhuluma yazi ukuthi umuntu uma ekhashana so ubona okuhle kuphela because yena uhlezi kamnandi abantu bayahlupheka lapha baba they cannot even manage to pay ama-rate sikhuluma ngakho sinengezela ogogo ukuthi bakithi badala bonakala nini ngokungamadola amanzi ayafuna imali khonokhu akutshoyo izimota zona ezazitshoyo zifuna imali kanti yena imali yakhona uyibona ngathi iduli leyo ayitshoyo ukuthi yakhiwe kambe nxa baba kungaphongwakhiwa nje umduli lapho ocabange khona ufake umduli kambe idorobho lingakhangele kanjani
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama
amaplani amele enziwe ukuthi lapha senza lokhu laphana senza lokhu angazathi angaba se-South Africa khona e-South Africa kunjani I was there last month they are selling all over the streets ungakhangela amafulethi kuyaleni intshakantshaka kwezinye indawo otherwise Bulawayo is 100 better than
siyabonga bamba kolapho mama yeah so she's not happy at all yeah
let's just bring in Councillor Muzua. Councillor Muzua, residents are also complaining that service delivery is suffering because the city fathers concentrate on the wrong things. We have read reports of some managers buying cars instead of refuse trucks. What is happening?
You know, the issue of buying cars, the world over, whenever there is a big project which is being carried, you cannot have that project without buying cars. You know, the issue is we use 1% of the money, maybe grant or borrowed money, to buy equipment to use on that project. So if you calculate the money used to buy trucks when we borrowed 144 million from China, it is far less than 1%. So we are in line. We cannot
Is that not in a functioning economy, Councillor Muzua?
Whether
because if you use more than a million to buy trucks,
but when we cannot have a big project like a water project, 144 million, without buying vehicles to use.
Yeah, but if your residents have gone for years, like in Mavuku, without water, should that not be the first preference?
Yeah, but with those vehicles which were bought, Mavuku is now receiving water.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Councillor, please stay on the line. And also, Councillor Dube, please do stay on the line. And Ntererwe Dumkoma, Hard Life, Arguchipinge, Rambai Muri Parunare. Of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.